name is Simone. I'm Italian, and our group and I are going to talk about Bray. This was our first time in Ireland, so we were excited. When we first arrived, we couldn't see anything because it was too dark, but the following day, we had a great surprise. First, Julia will talk about the amazing landscapes of Bray, which are the most typical things we saw in Ireland, except Dublin, of course. Then, Gianmarco is going to talk about the dark, the shops, and the difficulties we found because of the different rules and mainly the cars were driving wrong side of the road. Last but not least, Marco will talk about the people we met in Bray, because we lived in families and we had a full immersion in the Irish culture. Without saying the name of the people, we will talk about strange habits and strange people. It will be funny. So, let's start talking.
Good morning, my name is Julia. I'm 16 years old and this is my first time in Ireland. I have been enchanted by watching these wonderful landscapes and the typical structure of the towns that had shown the uniqueness of Ireland in the world. Firstly, I saw the Bray Head. It seemed that the mountain was diving into the deep blue sea. I was watching the sea while the clouds moved and the sun appeared. Suddenly, the colors were sparkling and it was like being surrounded by gems of every color from the light green to the dark blue. Then I turn my head and I look at the houses that were around me, very small but nice and comfortable. They have got a small garden, but I didn't mind because all were so clean.
Hi, my name is Gianmarco and I'm going to talk about the DART, the shops and the roads in Bray. To go to Dublin, we need to use the DART, that is a fast train. It is easy to catch and very clean inside. The seats are comfortable and the view outside the windows is amazing. Yesterday I saw two dolphins jumping through the waves, a show that I will never forget. Then there's the corner of the poets in the DART. There are sheets of paper on which are written so famous poems that you can read while you're traveling. It is very interesting. Then I discovered that there's a big supermarket called Tesco, where you can find everything you want and it's really cheap. I bought amazing sweets that in Italy don't exist. Then, while I was coming back home, I was terrified because I didn't know where I should look to avoid the cars in the traffic jam. Usually cars drive on the right side of the road, not on the left. It has been such a strange sensation when I was on a bus. I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Hi everybody, my name is Marco. This is my first time in a foreign country and I was so excited, but so nervous too, because I didn't know the habits of people here. Talking to my friends, I discovered that they noticed unusual things, from an Italian point of view, of course, from the food to the houses. First of all, Irish have a great breakfast. They eat cereals with milk, toasted bread, orange juice and fruits. The lunch is composed of a sandwich and a snack. For us, it was terrible. We are used to eat lots of pasta or lasagna. However, we are used to have a great lunch. Then they have dinner very early in the evening, but the dinners are quite similar to ours. The houses are very small but comfortable. The stairs are small and very high. The rooms are so minimally designed and do not appear too busy with furniture and decorations.
We decided to talk about Bray because we thought it could describe in the best way the world of Ireland, with its landscape, its values and its culture. Bray isn't a big city like Dublin, it's just a small town without many things to visit or big shopping center. But it's in this little town that we found our second families. It was if a short new life began. The families taught us a lot of things about this city and its lifestyle. We improved our English a lot, but, more important, we learned how different people live in other countries by being fully immersed in the Irish culture and how we can make Italy a better nation. We hope we left the family with good memories about our travels, memories that, if possible, could make also Ireland a better nation.
Yes. Okay, go ahead, guys. Let's do it. Excellent. So you only had a short time to do it. Okay, so very well structured sentences and very good English. Really, really good. Sorry, your face. He's laughing and he's making me laugh.
Oh.